pine cone pie.
Happy New Year, Trailer Hitch Handy. What are you going to do tonight?
I'm with the wife and the kids, and we're just going to just celebrate by shooting fireworks off and grabbing the shotgun and aiming at the moon.
Well, there are some pretty neurotic dogs out there because of all the firecrackers and gunshots you've been doing lately there, Trailer.
Oh, come on. They ain't doing nothing but scratching their doors down and things like that. Nothing to be worried about. They like these kind of sound effects.
Whatever you say, Trailer. You have a nice few years, man.
You kind of mumbled it.
Well, that's because I didn't want you to hear me. I want you to change your ways, Andy. I'm tired of you shooting them guns off all the time and scaring their neighbor's dogs.
Well, happy mistletoe to you too, Pinecone. I'm going to go. I got some new lead I want to try out. It's the kind where if a condor eats it, it actually won't kill it. It'll just make it nauseous for about 6 months and unable to have chicks.
That sounds very humane of you, Andy.
Thank you, Pinecone Pete. Happy New Year.
New Year.
Huh? New Year. Yum, yum. Split the breezes, you mule-hip cayuses! Woohoo! Well, hey there, doggy dreamers. It's that time of the week again, kids. It's that time when all us mountain men, women, and children round up the cattle, get back home, and get ourselves some vittles and lovin'. Woo-wee! Yes, sirree! It's time for Peter Gunner's Trail Witch!
Sat next to somebody like this on an airplane.
My favorite rides are
Pirates of the Caribbean and Small World.
Oh, yeah. I like pirates.
And when the kids dress up for Halloween, it reminds me of the first time.
Oh, yeah. The first time.
The first time I went trick-or-treating.
Oh, yeah.
Not that they're my kids, but it doesn't really matter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because it doesn't matter who you are. If it's your first time, it's your first time.
Yeah.
I like Sundays.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to go to work.
Yeah.
You can be with a friend.
Yeah.
You can sit at home and watch TV.
Oh, yeah.
Or eat.
Yeah.
Sleep.
Yeah.
It's so much better than working all the time.
Yeah.
Or doing errands.
Yeah.
Forget that.
Yeah.
And by the time Sunday's over, you're ready to go to bed.
Well, you never know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These are my daughters, see?
Cute.
The one on the right is bigger now.
Adorable.
They both know how to cook.
Sounds fun.
Oh, they're my Monday through Saturday.
Yeah.
But hands off my Sunday.
Yeah.
Gotta have a break now and then. Oh my God.
God, yeah.
Or take me to Disneyland.
Yeah.
Do you like the easy rides?
Huh?
You know, Peter Pan, Mr. Toad's Wild Ride, Allison.
Oh, yeah.
I like Peter Pan.
Yeah.
The black lights. Feels kind of real.
Yeah.
In a storybook kind of way.
Yeah.
I'm pregnant.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Can't you tell?
Yeah.
3 months.
Yeah.
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 I think it's a boy, but I don't want to know.
Yeah.
You married?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Oh, what's she like?
Huh?
Your wife.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm not married. I'm not married.
Oh, uh-huh.
Yeah.
I like Delta Airlines. The stewards are so nice.
Yeah.
Probably gay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
They get into the pre-board instructions more than the stewardesses do.
Yeah.
They sometimes laugh.
Yeah.
The pilots sounded gay, too.
Yeah.
You think so?
Oh, I don't know.
Very friendly and wispy for a pilot.
Yeah.
My oldest wants to be Jasmine for Halloween.
Yeah?
I told her to pick a princess that covers her navel, though.
Yeah.
Are you gay?
Yeah.
Our steward is hot.
Yeah.
DJ, return to your stations.
Bless you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
get sad when kittens die.
Yeah.
But it's unavoidable.
Yeah.
Oh, look, the pretzels are here.
Yeah.
Pretzel? Beverage?
Yeah, zero Coke, please.
Yeah.
Same?
Yeah.
He only gave us the pretzels.
We should have said Coke Zero.
Yeah, not zero Coke.
Yeah.
Wow, I think I got 4 stale pretzels.
Yeah.
I hate Delta.
Yeah.
Look, up there in the first class, Dean is handing out large bags of junk food and bananas.
Yeah.
It's like...
Yeah, yeah.
It's like you pay an extra $70 and you get a banana and elbow room.
Yeah.
You ever been to Magic Mountain?
Yeah.
What's your favorite ride?
Yeah.
You did good.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Here comes Jay. Here's my empty pretzel bag, Jay.
Didn't you have a beverage?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Zero Coke.
Oh, yeah. Garbage?
For a gay man, he's kind of dumb.
Yeah.
So, if I tell my kids about you, what do you want me to say?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
It's like, who'd you talk to on the plane, Mom? And I'd have to explain to them that I sat next to a man who didn't hear a word I said.
Yeah.
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 That's not bad.
Yeah. I was considered for a contestant on a reality show once.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was called Realty Reality. How about single moms finding apartments to rent in Anaheim?
Yeah.
They said I was too boring.
Yeah.
I was like...
Yeah.
Who you calling boring, nutwad?
Yeah.
Who's the dumbasses who came up with the show, right?
Yeah.
I mean, really.
Yeah, really.
I don't always like the way things are.
Yeah.
You think Disneyland is open on Sundays?
Yeah.
I'll give you my number.
Yeah.
It's a direct line. You can call me on that.
Yeah.
Now I can't find my card.
Yeah.
I cleaned out my purse. I didn't know I cleaned out that good.
Yeah.
I'll write it down for you.
Yeah.
There. Here's my address, too. Right by Disneyland.
Yeah.
Okay. I really cleaned out my purse. Not a business card in here. I have everybody else's. I have Maria's here. She's a manager for the rest stops. I'm gonna give you her card. I can always get another card from Maria. We're both managers.
Yeah.
I'll write my number next to hers. That girl, we know her. Now, if you ever need a free termite inspection, call her. And then if you need me to sell anything on eBay for you or sell you a rest stop, you call me.
Yeah.
Now, what's your name?
Matt.
Matt. Well, that's my direct line, Matt. You just remind me you're the nice man who sat next to me on the airplane.
Yeah.
Applebee's makes a great crepe.
Yeah.
Tasty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Getting hungry now.
Yeah.
Pretzels weren't enough.
Yeah.
Zero pretzels.
Oh, yeah.
We have TV.
Yeah.
Yesterday, my friend Toby got married.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, please buckle your seatbelts. We'll be landing in about 15 minutes.
He's gay.
Yeah.
Well, it was nice meeting you, Matt. call me when you can. It's a direct line.
Yeah.
Would you look at that smog? It's a wonder we can breathe.
Yeah.
I'm not going to Disneyland for a while.
Yeah.
Too much noise.
Yeah.
This is my ex-husband. He was just like my dad.
Pictures on your laptop. Oh, wow.
Yeah, this is me and my girlfriends. We went to Vegas together.
Yeah.
The roses in the hotel were very nice.
Yeah.
Here we are in San Juan Capistrano.
Oh, I love that place.
Yeah. We should hook up.
Yeah.
My brother is a cop, LAPD. He's tough.
Yeah.
He's 27. He's gonna be an old daddy. Look at his 7 kids.
Yeah.
Here's my dad.
Yeah.
He's not good in public.
Yeah.
We had a birthday celebration for him, so he was glad. My mother was right about one thing. Dad can be appeased with food.
That's right.
I'm not on a Facebook hardcore. Just my family. That's why it's good. Only for that. Family.
Yeah.
Well, here we are. Remember, it's a direct line.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hardcore.
Yeah.
Well, you know what they say.
Yeah.
Look at this magazine. Heidi Klum's left nostril's bigger than her right. She's not perfect.
Yeah.
Well, it's been fun. Take care now. Direct line. Free inspection for termites.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Johannesburg. For your own safety, remain seated with your seatbelts fastened until the aircraft has come to a standstill and the seatbelt lights have...
I lost again. It wasn't fun. Gambled in love I've never won. I took a chance, I played and lost. I'll check the damage now, I'll count the cost. It feels so good when we begin. You think for sure this time I'll win. And for a while, it's all good news. Till the luck turns and you lose. I'll stay alone a little while until I'm snared by somebody's smile, a look, a laugh, a little blush. You spring a leak, it's such a rush. I don't know who the hell I am, but I've always known true love's just a scam. No wonder people end up with pets. Animals are much better bets.
This is William S. Burroughs.
reading from Peter Gullerud's Here's to 2013. Here's to the assholes everywhere who all have one thing in common. Here's to techno geeks screwing with our free time by insisting we need 3D glasses, HDTVs, and Blu-ray DVDs just to be normal. Here's to kiss-ass directors. Here's to kiss-ass producers. Here's to kiss-ass animators and all the bad films for their countless sucker audiences. Here's to mental illness denial. Here's to the narcissists who think their problems are yours. Here's to adult women who treat nice men like children. Here's to adult women who say the word dude too much. Here's to businessmen who treat nice people like children. Here's to businessmen who say the word dude too much. Here's to lazy jealousies. Here's to wolf hunters. Here's to retired cops who post pictures on Facebook of wildlife photographers just to ridicule their courage. Here's to the bitches and the assholes who use the term imaginary friend when their own imagination could use one. Here's to the assholes who say fuck you when you finally confront their assholeness. Here's to the few, to the arrogant, to the proud. Here's to the Marines. Here's to the bitches who order enough food to feed a horse on a first date. Here's to the suckers afraid to say the two words Dutch treat. Here's to the suckers unable to see red flags. Here's to the suckers unable to see American shallowness, callousness, and vanity. Here's to suckers in general. Here's to so-called friends who turn into telemarketers with their pyramid brochures by the end of lunch. Here's to the Buddhist co-worker who thinks it's his duty to waste your time by arguing metaphysics. Here's to all the ministers and pulpits with bigotry in their narrow libraries. Here's to traffic school tests with asinine math questions that will not affect your driving skills one iota. Here's to Pixar's sense of CalArts humor. Here's to Disney's sense of formula. Here's to The Simpsons and Family Guy and Jimmy Fallon and every other cultural icon that's run its course despite their network's need to keep shoving their drivel down our collective throats. Here's to modern writers with no original bones in their bodies. Here's to pseudo-intellectuals and their unimpressive vocabularies. Here's to men who buy dogs just to meet women. Here's to women who have too many cats and are unable to meet men because of them. Here's to the so-called friend who says she's out of your league. Here's to the so-called friend with convenient amnesia. Here's to the so-called friend who finally lets the cat out of the bag, points to his head while describing what he really thinks of you after all these years. Here's to the corporate whores who'll suck on their corporate teats until they're dying corporate breath. Here's to the militant fundamentalist atheist whose faith is somehow more intelligently grounded than a non-atheist who's willing to admit the areas of gray. Here's to the first 7 words of status updates on Facebook. Here's to militant Christians who never heed the words of their master to be meek. Here's to Baptists who can't handle the word fuck. Here's to Lutherans who can't handle the word fuck. Here's to Mormons who can't handle the word fuck. And here's to atheists who can't handle getting fucked. Here's to corrupted princesses with cynical friends. Here's to the moms of corrupted princesses who never read parenting books with the words tough and love juxtaposed. Here's to deadbeat dads, here's to deadbeat brothers, here's to deadbeat sisters, here's to deadbeat moms, and here's to deadbeat poets. Here's to the stumbling alcoholic who's been dry for a few weeks who tries to tell you you're one of them. Here's to the wealthy John Stewart addict who claims he's an environmentalist but makes his living supporting the oil industry. Here's to 20-something highway patrol cop slaps you with a $250 ticket for making a rolling stop at the end of a mountain country road where the visibility's like the lunar module on the moon and says, have a nice day. Here's to the haters of anything that upsets their little world. Here's to the father who says your worldview will ruin life as we know it for his children. Here's to the children of such pompous twits. Here's to the bigots who say they don't have freedom of speech just because their employer exercised their freedom to fire. Here's to men who put down their wives. Here's to the wives who put up with the put-downs. Here's to friends who only call you when they need a favor. Here's to the folks who think you're gay when you post a picture of your cat. Here's to people who say you can't handle the truth. Here's to the people who can't handle the truth. Here's to the person who pushes the Ouija board coaster on purpose. Here's to 95% of psychics who know they're full of shit. Here's to 95% of UFO sightings that are full of shit. Here's to the reneggers. Here's to the sabotagers. Here's to the thieves. Here's to necessary divorces. Here's to the assholes who all have one thing in common. Here's to 2014. May it never be like 2013 again.
The clouds when we're together.
Just sing a song.